What's up, what's up, what's up? You are now tuned in to the Fellas Podcast. I'm Jason, we got Phil, and we got that boy Ross. Let's go!
Hey, this is the Fellas. I'm Phil.
I'm Jason.
I'm Ross.
We gonna keep it like that?
Yep. Keep going!
What's up, baby? All right, listen. So, hey, we appreciate y'all for joining in. Definitely following us. We love the Facebook and the Instagram comments. We definitely love y'all following us, so keep it up. Make sure you share, make sure you spread. So, hey, today we're going to talk about something. We actually been chilling for like maybe the past 20 minutes just talking crazy. When I say crazy, if you know Jason, if you know Ross, and you know myself, then you understand. When I say crazy, like I'm talking about we laughing so hard, I just had to get up.
During deep conversations, too. It's like... All right, continue.
All right. So check this out. What we want to talk about today is balance. And I think, you know, man, just from what we're doing, we have a serious conversation, but enjoying it and laughing. And so what y'all may not know is that each of us have some very phenomenal spiritual gifts that we've been blessed with. And I'm finna highlight my boy Ross. Ross has this prophetic utterance. And so we were just pretty much just... here chilling. Now you can't see our boy Quentin behind the scenes with the camera. You know, we just, you know, just chilling, and Ross just like boom, speaks a word to Quentin, and it's just like it was a moment where you knew that it was a God moment. Mm-hmm. It was so divine, and he was just it wasn't something he had to turn on, turn off. It was just like, remember this, and boom, and it was just like in the moment. So I think that's really cool because, listen, I don't think that we were ever meant to live in a box. And, you know, just be confined to spirituality, nor carnalism. I believe that we were meant to be holistic individuals. And thus, today, we're talking about balance.
Yes.
Like, how do we balance our lives? And what are some things that we would give to other people to help them balance? So let's go down the line. Jay, talk about balance. How do you balance? Well, let's describe. What is balance? Like, how do we identify it?
Bro, I had to learn that there's no such thing as real 50-50 here, 50. The only way to truly have balance is being 100% focused where you're at. Mm. And so when I'm with my wife, I try my best, because I'm still a growing entrepreneur, but I try my best that when I'm with them, mm-hmm. I'm with them. And then when I'm working,
that's good.
I'm working. When I'm with my brothers. So the balance is knowing when I need community, and it don't have to be bad. Like, I just need to be around my brothers. Then we get together. You get what I'm saying? When I need to be around family, we get together. And it's just the beauty of knowing that being in the moment. I remember we went to see PJ Morton. And Jeff. Yeah. And everybody was there with this looking. I'm like, I paid money to go to the concert. I'm not about to watch it through my cell phone. And so it's like, don't record it with a device, record it with your brain. Like, be in the moment. And I think that's where you can really have balance, is knowing that I'm in this place.
Yeah.
I'm in this season, or I'm in this mode. Let me be here.
Yeah, Rob, that's good stuff, man. I
mean,
like
that was real good. I don't know. I want to follow that up. for me, balance is not overcompensating or overdoing in one area. So for example, you know, we're workaholics. Not always working, because when we work so much or we too heavy on one end, we are deficient in other areas.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes to our family, even with our personal time. I believe that you have to set yourself a schedule so you can be balanced, because if you don't, you'll run yourself crazy in one area, then you'll be deficient in the other area. So you try to fix that. So you never
truly balanced. Yeah, it's right.
So you always try to heavy on one end and heavy on the other end. So it's really much time management and knowing how to separate your business and your pleasure. I mean, I think I learned that at an early age. So, you know, when it's business time, it's business time. When it's time to play, it's time to play. And then when it's just time to relax, it's time to relax, because you need that time to refresh and review and meditate. So that's what I think about balance. And I think that it's hard this day and age, because we're so hungry of trying to be successful in these different areas of our lives, and we forget that we need to put some of that same energy and that same time in other places to keep our lives balanced.
Man, I 100% agree. One of the things that I had to pay attention to personally, and it's like therapy to help me get to this mindset, was being mindful of the moment, like you said, being where I am, and being mindful of how much I need to give to this moment, or how long this moment needs to last, setting healthy boundaries. But check out this definition. Balance, a condition in which different elements are equal or in the correct proportions.
Mm.
I love that definition of it. And I think it just kind of, you know, that's all that we're saying wrapped up in one sentence. For me, balance is, man, at the end of the day, it's being present.
Don't start crying, bro.
Ah, I forget you, man. But balance is being present, and knowing when to be present.
Mm.
Knowing when to be present and making the necessary adjustments to be present. So time management, yes, prioritization, all those things that go with it, I think it's very important. Personally, you know, I like to balance out by sometimes I set time limits. I like to balance by setting agendas. We talked about on the previous podcast, Ross, you was talking about like setting goals and how, you know, throughout the week, these are the things that I want to hit. Well, I do that every day. So like the day before, I already know I need to address A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever it is. I try to minimize it to maybe like 3 to 4 goals a day, especially when it comes to work. There's so much, it's an ever-changing environment. And so to help me stay balanced, I try to remove distractions, identify them and remove them. And then more so, I always steal away. Like, and I don't mean all the time, but I mean, I make it, it's a priority of mine. I feel like I'm an introvert, even though I have extrovert, you know, tendencies. So I have a need to, after I've given myself and done this and done that, I have to find a place of solitude for myself to reflect, to think, and do whatever, whether it's watching TV, whether it's listening to music. And sometimes I learned that it could be give or take, and it kind of ties into self-care, but that's my way of balancing. So even if I go to a concert, when we went to see PJ, you know, me and Shane went to see, you know, PJ, you know, I loved it. It was like balance, because it was like I can be effective right here in ministry. I can be effective, you know, at work. I can be effective in all these different areas, but I have to know what I need when I need it and make sure I'm there to make sure that need is met. That's a lot, but how do you balance shit like that?
I get scared from the thought someone else have it in your heart.
I don't like dudes that can sing.
Bro, if we boys to men, you the dude with the deep voice.
Right, because you the tallest one anyway.
Yeah, but he got the talk. So that's still bars.
Baby, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What was the question again?
See what I talk about crazy? Bam, right there.
So how do I...
How do you balance your life?
Intentionality.
That's good.
I don't have mental health issues. I've had mental health moments, but I've had positive affirmations all my life to kind of go against the rejection I've dealt with, right? And so I found myself in a place of depression, and I hated the week that I was there. And I began to remember days, sometimes I would just sit in the bed because I was just defeated, right? And I hate that because I'm a competitor, I'm a fighter, I'm driven. And it's like, I remember you telling someone one day, like, bro, I know you got issues and you never show it. And I don't think that's always good. I think you have to, with true balance, you have to find a place to just let it out. Whether that's seeing a therapist, or like I said, I'm always about seeking wise counsel. And ultimately, like, prayer, consecration, you know, like, really, really sitting down and really, like, talking to God about what it is, because when you're disconnected from a source, like this phone is at ultimate capacity because it's charging, but the moment I unplug it, it's already beginning to die. And so the longer you stay disconnected from your power source, the longer it takes for you to charge back up. And so, like, I really had to spend time and learning how to ask for help. Like, hey, I'm struggling in this area. How do I fix it? Because I don't like feeling in a place where it's dangerous trying to be a father and a husband and a provider, and you're feeling weak as hell. You're feeling broken, and most men don't never want to show weakness in front of their wives. Now, I'm blessed to have a wife that won't hold my weakness against me. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's, and I'm blessed to have friends that won't hold my weakness or my weak moments against me. But I'm very cautious, like, okay, Jason, you're in this space. You got in it with emotions. You're going to have to get out of it with logic. You're going to have to think your way through. So you got to know when to decompress, where I need to just go to, maybe to a concert, or let me just go to the gym, or let me just go for a walk. Maybe I just need to go to the movies. Maybe I need to just take myself out to eat. Like, I have to find ways, like, to make sure that I can get refocused. Because you can't have balance if you're out of focus. You get what I'm saying? Because you got to have priorities. So, like, this weekend, I'm excited because we got a whole weekend where just me and the wife. No kids, no work. Like, I don't even know if I'm packing the camera. And I love my camera, but I think that I'm going to enjoy her in this place versus trying to keep what I focus on all the time with me. Like, let me just enjoy my wife so I can get charged up to finish out this year.
That's good stuff. I love that analogy about the cell phone being plugged up, because I think we've all experienced that at some point. And the only difference is that we pay attention to the gauge, the battery that shows us how much juice we have left on the phone, but we don't pay attention to ourselves until we get to the point of depletion, because we really haven't balanced the equation and understood to be mindful of the moments where we need to recharge, or when we exerted too much into one place, and when, you know, where we've been deficient in other areas. You know, sometimes we just don't have that discernment until it gets to the extreme point. So I love that analogy. It's always staying connected. And then I think about something, you know, PK talks about, you know, having those conversations. Okay, baby, today I'm going to be the best husband. Tomorrow, I've got to focus on the business. The next day, I got to focus on the pastoral responsibilities. You know, however that works. But it's just balancing and also communicating with the people in your life so that they're not opposed to your balance, but they also understand it. They're a part of it. And so they're more willing to support you and have a balanced life. And at the same time, you also free them to have a realistic balance in life as well. But Ross, what you got, man? That was good stuff.
I think you have to find a place where you can release. That's big for me. So I know after a long day, I'm going to get on my iPad. I'm going to play the spades game. Now, the spades game is going to make me think. However, I like numbers. So that's a comfort zone for me.
Yeah.
So I can count and do all these things, and I'm competitive. So that's a comfort zone. So my wife knows that I'm going to get on the spade game for about a good 10 to 15 minutes. Don't bother me. Now, after the 10 to 15 minutes go, it's her time, but you know, she knows that's my decompression.
Yeah.
Even if it's not even a rough day, my mind is always going 1,000 with everything that's going on with just life, that I'm gonna get on the game because that's my comfort zone. That's my place of peace. Where I know sometimes when she comes home, she says, "Hey, give me 10 minutes before you even deal with me." Or let me go take my hot shower first so I can decompress from my day from work. So I know that's her time with herself to kind of push the reset button. So you push the reset button and she's able to come deal with me. So me playing spades, I can push the reset button. I can deal with her. I can deal with the kids. I can deal with the text messages. I can deal with the emails. Even sometimes during the day, I have to hit that reset button. So I might be on the spades game.
Yo, what's up, family? This is Philip from The Fellas. Hey, we want to definitely show love and appreciate you guys for supporting us, subscribing to the podcast. Definitely be sure to follow us on Instagram and all of our social media outlets. And please share it. I mean, somebody else needs to hear this too. Don't be selfish now. But check it out. Follow us at DaFellas, DaFellas_. And make sure you tell somebody. We'll talk to you later. Love you.